It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up today with Tracy Bone. Hey, Tracy.
Hi, how are you doing, Cal?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm wonderful, wonderful.
Excellent. Got a new tune called Like We Never Had to Say Goodbye. We'll talk about that in just a second, Tracy. But first of all, we've never chatted before, so why don't you introduce yourself to everybody?
Yeah, my name is Tracy Bone. My spirit name is Ignites the Fire, Saskiso, in the Cree language. I come from the Ojibwe First Nation, Kisikawinan, actually, in western Manitoba, on my late father's side. And then I come from the Broken Head Ojibwe First Nation on my mother's side, just northeast of Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Nice. So Manitoba is your home now?
Yeah, it is.
Excellent. The new song for you, Tracy, Like We Never Had to Say Goodbye. Tell me about that song.
Well, you know, that song came about during a time when there was a lot of news about our little ones, our Indigenous children that were recovered from a lot of different schools that were, you know, unearthing a lot of the children, our ancestors. And so when the song came about, it was quite a healing time for me. And I felt like this song was medicine for me, you know, because it speaks of love. And it speaks of focusing, you know, on all those positive things. So, you know, going through all those things, grieving, and then utilizing the creativity and medicine of music, it was seemed to me as a perfect time to have that come into my life and to be able to tap into love and express love through that art.
I've said since day one that music is such good therapy, either listening to it and or playing or singing, and I think this song fits right into that realm for sure.
Absolutely, yeah.
Sean Hogan's name pops up every once in a while with this. Is he on the record with you, or how does that relationship?
Well, he actually just contacted me on Instagram, and I had seen him doing some work with a couple of other Indigenous artists, and he had messaged me and asked me if I'd be interested in recording one of his songs. And of course I was like, yes, definitely, because I mean, I remember Sean Hogan's music, I've listened to it, I know who he is, and I was honored. So he sent me some songs, and this song was actually one that he wanted me to do on my own, but I felt like it needed to be a duet. I felt like it would be stronger as a duet, plus I would get to sing with Sean Hogan. So I kind of, you know, put that out there in that way. And then he's like, are you sure? I was like, yeah, I think that would be really great, like for this tune in particular. So he agreed, and we worked on this together, and he mentored me throughout it. And the experience of, you know, working with him, you know, I feel like I'm a stronger artist today now for that.
What kind of advice did he give you? He's helped a lot of people in his career. What advice did he give you?
Oh my gosh, it was like endless. Yeah. And every time, you know, I spoke with him, it was always a teaching. And business wise, you know, to take care of your business, because I had not really done that as much as I should have. I learned from him. And yeah, I mean, vocally too, it was just like in all areas. He's very well-rounded artist, and he's very generous with that. And I think everyone that's worked with him could and would agree with me that, you know, we have become better artists just for knowing him and learning from his experience.
Where did you record the song?
We recorded it. I did the vocals here in Winnipeg in a studio called Studio 11. Mm-hmm. And I would FaceTime with Sean. And so he was in studio, so to speak, virtually. And so that was quite different. But yeah, we kind of worked it out that way. And he would take the vocals and send things to me. And we would just kind of work it from there and tweak things from there.
Great. We're into August already here, Tracy. What's coming up for you in the fall?
Something coming up in September for the Red River X, if all goes to plan with everything opening. That will be coming up as well.
Awesome, Tracy. How do we get a hold of you on social media? What's the best way for that?
Well, I'm on Facebook and Instagram, and currently building my YouTube channel as well. I'm thinking about TikTok and all that stuff, but I don't know. I have a lot of respect for people that do that, because from my trial and errors, it sure takes a lot of work. So I'm not quite there yet, but in every other online platform, I'm there.
Great, Tracy. Thanks for the chat today. Good luck with everything going on with you, and we'll talk again, hopefully.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Cal.
Tracy Bone on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.